The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
85850. That's M-O-R-E to 85850.
Spin to the left and spin to the right. But when you really want to know, turn to the Don Crow Show. Turn to the Don Crow Show. It's time for the Don Crow Show right here from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. Hey, good Monday to you. Hello there. Welcome to this edition of the Don Crow Show. Always great to have you with us Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon. And, of course, tomorrow, I hope you are well aware, you Commonwealth residents, it's a big day here in Virginia. Very important day. And as a matter of fact, we consider it important enough that we want to continue talking about it today and tomorrow to encourage you to get out and get involved. I often say, let's get informed and then get involved. Find positive, life-affirming ways to make a difference. And all of those elements are present in what we're talking about in this election tomorrow here in Virginia and several other areas as well. In fact, I mentioned in a recent interview with former District 31 State Delegate Scott Lingenfelter that it was the late Democrat-liberal Tip O'Neill who most often associated with that very familiar phrase, all politics is local. And as I also said, while a lot of us are growing increasingly fed up and disgusted and frustrated with the circus, destructive circus, I think is how I described it, going on right now and continuing at the national level, which, by the way, only underscores how desperate, in my view, the Democrats and those on the left really are. They can't deal with the real substantive issues, so they just have to sling as much mud as they can and hope it'll stick between now and 2020. That's a discussion in depth for another day. But some important decisions are about to be made right here in Virginia tomorrow, as well as several other states, gubernatorial elections in Kentucky and Louisiana and Mississippi. Some state legislative races and elections in Louisiana and Mississippi and, again, right here in Virginia, and more as well. The point being that we want to go back and visit some of those conversations we had recently just because of the importance of these days coming up. So we are going to be talking next hour with Delegate Tim Hugo. He's running for re-election for the Virginia House of Delegates, representing the 40th District. That'll be the top of next hour. But this hour, we're going to review, or I should say revisit, a couple of other conversations we've had with some candidates that we really recommend for your consideration and even for your vote tomorrow. That's one man's opinion here on the show, but we did talk with a couple of these guys and want you to hear from them again. At this hour, we're going to revisit our conversation with Gary Higgins, and also next hour, we'll talk with DJ Jordan, both of those men running for office. And let me see here. Yes, in fact, we'll also next hour talk with Steve Mosley and with Vincent Palathingal. So those are just some recent interviews we did that are important enough in our view that we want to revisit them. Maybe you heard them before, but maybe you didn't. And we want to make sure you have the knowledge and information you need to consider those very important four names when you go to the polls tomorrow. Meanwhile, got to keep you up to date. I know probably some of you say, Crow, you can't be serious. Yeah, I got to stay track. Look, Guinness Book of World Records, very, very, very important. We need some lighter stuff in these troubled days. Iowa movie theater owner's pig was issued a Guinness World Records certificate for for completing 13 tricks in 1 minute. Now, you got a lot of time on your hand if you first want to train a pig to do tricks and then sit and time the pig while it does its thing. Don Bleeker, owner of Capital 2 Theater in, I guess this Newton, Mass., said Joy the Pig has been entertaining theater visitors with her tricks for years. She told, Newton, Iowa, must be. She told the Des Moines Register, I never thought I'd own a pig that broke world records. I mean, you read this, doesn't it bring tears to your eyes? I never thought I would own a pig that broke world records, but Joy's whole life is basically never knowing what I'm getting myself into. To me, she's still my beloved pet. Guinness required that each trick be initiated by a different command from Bleeker. She said her own participation in the record attempt almost spoiled it for Joy. I probably goofed up the first two. I was a nervous wreck, said Bleeker. Seconds into the first time try, I screwed it up, but she did manage to complete 13. Julie, I can tell you're riveted with this story. Joy managed to complete 13 tricks on her third and final allowed. She got it in by the third allowed attempt, and so they got their certificate. But look, this is serious stuff because I have another story in hand here. Jane Fonda. Loves the fact that she holds some Guinness records. She was arrested, as many of you probably know, outside the Capitol Friday a couple of weeks ago as part of a climate change protest. High-profile act of civil disobedience by the Oscar-winning actress and Vietnam War objector. Said she's going to reprise her role every Friday for the rest of the year. So she was here last Friday and the Friday before. You're going to do it right through the through to the end of the year. Ms. Fonda, 81, among 16 people charged with unlawfully demonstrating on the east front of the Capitol, misdemeanor under Washington law, according to Capitol Police, just finished speaking as part of a fire drill Friday's protest, which is the first of a weekly series of planned climate change demonstrations, when she was taken into custody 11:50 a.m. local time. Later released on her own recognizance, yada, 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 yada. I'm saying, look, Jane, Hanoi Jane, if you really feel so strongly, why don't you and your ilk go down to Al Gore's palatial, huge carbon footprint palace? Why don't you protest outside of him? How about that? She got her certificate, I guess, from the Guinness Book of Records.
This is Dan Prof for townhall.com.
You don't hear it enough. You do an incredible job. The people of this country know it. And the people of this country love you.
That was President Trump's message to police officers in his recent address to police chiefs from across America. He used the backdrop of Chicago, the most violent big city in America, and perhaps its most anti-Trump, to contrast his values with those of leftist enclaves like Chicago. Trump recognized a Chicago police officer recently injured in the line of duty, declaring, "An attack on law enforcement is an attack on all Americans." He also took direct aim at Chicago's sanctuary city dogmatism, announcing,
"I will never put the needs of illegal criminals before I put the needs of law-abiding citizens. It's very simple to me."
His message was very simple indeed. Trump stands with law enforcement and the law-abiding. His detractors do not. I'm Dan Prof.
the Pepperdine School of Public Policy. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Do you wish you could study and understand the Bible like your favorite author or pastor? Do you have a deep hunger for the Word of God but don't know where to begin? I've got great news. You can study all 66 books of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, in one of 8 degree programs at Dallas Theological Seminary's D.C. campus. DTSDC is designed for busy adults. Our hybrid model combines online lectures with on-campus sessions, so a typical class only requires 3 Saturdays per semester. So there's no need to uproot your life in order to go to seminary. Not only are we more flexible than you thought, we're also more affordable. Right now, DTS is offering a $1,000 newcomer scholarship to everyone who starts this spring. That's $1,000 towards your first class at DTS. Join us for Seminary Preview Day on Saturday, November 9th. During our preview day, you can visit a class, meet current students, and eat lunch with the faculty. If you would like to learn more about our DC campus, please visit dts.edu/WAVA.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's R-A-D-I-O to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over. Wear a hat. Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts MORE to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real, naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text MORE to 85850. That's M-O-R-E to 85850.
Portions of this edition of the Don Crow Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time. The Don Crow Show on WAVA. My next guest is Mr. Gary Higgins, running for a seat in the Virginia State Senate to represent District 13. Elected in November of 2011, he represents the Catoctin District on the Loudoun County School Board of Supervisors. He serves as the chairman of the board's Transportation and Land Use Committee. Gary, welcome. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Don, and thank you for the opportunity to be with you and your listeners this afternoon. I often listen to your show in the commute to and from Bethesda that I make every day. So in the afternoon, I often listen to you and your show, and I enjoy it very much, and it's an honor to be on here with you.
Well, thank you. I'm glad somebody's out there listening. That's good to know. Listen, as I understand it, you have 2 or 3 big issues that you're concerned about. I know among them, education and taxes, and of course, the whole issue of transportation in Northern Virginia. Let's, before we talk about that first one, transportation, in general, and the Dulles Greenway in particular, the tolls, I'd like you to first kind of go to education. What are you really concerned about in terms of the state in that regard? It's such a critical area.
Well, education is a critical area, and one of the things that makes Northern Virginia the great place to live is that we have great public schools. And in Loudoun County in particular, we have been able to fund those schools due to a solid economic development plan that has produced the revenues to do that. We've been able to fund the schools at about 99% of their ask. And we've also been able to fully fund their ask twice in the last 8 years that I've been on the board. And that's in contrast to what was going on with the county in the prior board going back 8 years when they actually had to cut, not the ask, but cut the school budget twice because the revenues weren't there. And we've worked hard to come up with the economic development plan that allows us to lower taxes, which we have done, and to raise revenues at the same time. So those things are not mutually exclusive outcomes.
I mentioned, quoting Victoria Cobb from Family Foundation, that Fairfax, Loudoun, Prince William, Stafford counties have all recently made critical decisions regarding such things as allowing boys to use the girls' bathrooms, locker rooms, showers, all of that. And I live in Fairfax County and more acutely aware of what's going on there. But what's happening in that regard with your county, and what would you do to address that?
Well, those are serious problems and serious issues. And this is something that your listeners need to understand how important their vote is, particularly on the school board. That issue with boys and girls' bathrooms and vice versa came down to one vote on the board. There was an individual that was a board member that stepped down. They appointed somebody else to fill his seat. And within 2 weeks or less, they brought this issue forward and passed it in a 5-4 vote. And so people sometimes take for granted what's going on in the schools, but those kind of things, you really need to focus on who's getting elected to the school board and what kind of policies they support, because those things can change on a dime. And it is troubling. We've also got something going on in Loudoun with the school board where they have, or the school system, where they have put so-called diversity books in every classroom. And these books are totally inappropriate, some of them, totally inappropriate for the children in those classrooms. And frankly, there are things in those books that are not appropriate on the air for adults either. And it's unfortunate. And that's why parents need to be involved, and particularly Christians need to be involved and get out and vote.
Talk about taxes. It's a big issue. It always has been for Virginia, more so. And of course, as I cited earlier in talking with Scott Lingenfelter, at the national level, Elizabeth Warren, if she gets her way, she's going to tax us out of existence, it appears. But what are some of the issues for you and your campaign that you want folks to know about regarding taxes?
Well, that's a very important issue. At the local level, like I said, we've actually lowered property taxes by 28 cents, which is about $200 million that we haven't spent. The equalized rate, which is the average rate for a homeowner, is down about $240 per household on average across the county. That's the kind of policy that has allowed us to grow the economy in Loudoun from a commercial tax base that was about, oh gosh, it was about 17%, and now it's 34% in 10 years. And what that's done is offset those expenses that were being piled on the homeowners. At the state level, my opponent voted against the return of the money that was generated because of the president's tax changes in the tax code. He's voted to increase taxes on gasoline and just about everything else that comes up. And these kind of things affect the quality of life for our residents, because on top of the tolls that we have to pay, if you use the Greenway and the toll road, which is $22 a day, $400-some dollars a month, or the I-66, if you're unlucky for the timing, can be $40-some dollars each way. You know, these make a big difference in our ability to live here and afford to live here and to have a quality of life that everybody would like to have.
On that last point, when it first kicked in, I thought to myself, and I'm sure other non-residents of your area said, thank goodness I don't live there, because it really takes a huge bite out of a person's limited income to just get to and from work, for example. By the way, folks, I'm talking with Gary Higgins. He's a candidate for District 13 Senate seat in the Virginia State Legislature, and you can learn more about his work and much more than we have time to cover here at his website. He spells his first name G-E-A-R-Y, GaryHiggins.com. You need to check that out as well. I saved the biggest issue perhaps for last, transportation, the Dulles Greenway tolls. Again, for some who may not understand the battle, what's going on there and what does the future hold if the wrong person gets in office?
Well, the Greenway tolls, my opponent proposed legislation last year that would have extended this tolling arrangement that they have right now, which allows the toll road partnership to raise tolls without any accountability or opening their books to the state. And this arrangement allows them to raise tolls. I think it's 2.8% a year, or the cost of living plus 1%. And they have no accountability in raising those tolls. And we in Loudoun sued them over that arrangement, and it went all the way to the state Supreme Court, and we were blocked because of the legislation that my opponent wants to perpetuate for another 10 years. I am absolutely opposed to that. And then on 66, for those that ride 66 inside the Beltway, and thank goodness I don't have to commute into D.C., or my commute could be $120 a day.
Wow.
We were assured that that rate for tolling would never go above $7 or $9, something like that. Well, I've seen it as high as $48. And, you know, the great thing about Northern Virginia is we get to pay to build the roads through our taxes, and then we get to pay again to use them, which is outrageous.
In this last couple of minutes, what are you hearing from grassroots as you've been out among the people? What are some of the things they're most concerned about, maybe most frustrated over? What's the sense you have of your area, Loudoun County, in that area in District 13?
Well, certainly the tolls and the taxes are big issues for folks. And I think that there's a bigger issue at play, though, in the state of Virginia at this time. We always talk about Virginia. That every election every year is very important. But this particular election is extremely important, because what happens if we lose control of the Senate and the House is that it's turned over to the Democrats. And their intention is, on the economic side, is to impose $25 billion in new regulations to business. They are also trying to set a minimum wage of $15, which will choke business off. So Virginia being the number one state for business in the country will go right out the window. But more importantly, from my perspective, is what's going on with the governor and with this Nancy Tran bill, which was the late-term abortion bill that would allow abortions up to, and the way the governor described it, after a child is born. And to me, I don't know where these people's humanity is. This is barbarism, and that bill will come if we lose control of these seats. The Senate seat that I'm running for will be the seat that controls the Senate, because that's the seat right now. The Republicans have a 21-19 margin. We need to hold on to that seat to stop them from destroying the economy in Virginia, and also stop bills like the Tran bill. And mark my words, if they get control, it will happen. So we need to get all of the people out that are listening to your radio station. We need to get Christians and believers out. We cannot be sitting on the sidelines. And if we get our people out, the polling shows that we will win. But if we don't, then Katie bar the door for what these folks have in store for us.
Well, Gary, we are praying for you. We wish you God's blessing and success in this. These are not only political issues or even economic issues, although those, as you've already elucidated, are huge, but the soul of the nation and the soul of these areas of our country is at stake as well. These are critical issues as never before, so I couldn't agree with you more. Thank you for taking time to talk to us about it, and we're wishing you the best for Tuesday the 5th.
Thank you, Don. It's my pleasure to be here, and you are absolutely right. We are fighting for the soul of our state and our nation.
Again, that's Gary Higgins, candidate for District 13 Senate seat in the Virginia State Legislature. And again, I encourage you to check these candidates' websites out, because there's so much more there than we really have time to cover here. It's GEARY Higgins.com, GaryHiggins.com, and we wish him real success on Tuesday.
This is the entertainment answer. Why does actor Woody Harrelson think films like Midway are so important?
I think it's important in getting the people's concept of World War II right, because people are not generally familiar with the Battle of Midway. I wasn't. And when I talk about it to people, they don't know about it, you know? So I think it's great that the people who were involved in it are getting the credit they deserve.
Midway, rated PG-13. For this entertainment answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Hi, I'm Chuck Teets of A-Action Home Services. When you call our stand-up guys, you can expect they'll show up with our warehouse on wheels, introduce themselves with their unique qualifications, and of course, they'll be wearing shoe covers. But most importantly, before they do any work, they'll share options with you, including upfront pricing, so you decide what's best. So for stress-free electrical, plumbing, and heating service, call us today at 703-922-1900.
This Christmas season, Sight and Sound Theaters invites you to journey back in time and experience one of the most cherished Bible stories as it comes to life on stage.
You will give birth to a son. You will call him Jesus. How can this be?
With God, all things are possible.
Travel with Mary and Joseph from Nazareth to Bethlehem in this original holiday production, as the Christmas story unfolds right before your eyes.
Your Messiah has been born! Did you hear what I heard? The Messiah is in this very place. Give glory to God in the highest, peace for all mankind.
Discover the miracle of Christmas. Live on stage at Sight and Sound Theaters in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. For tickets, visit sight-sound.com.
This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. Northbound side of the GW Parkway, we're seeing a brief slowdown north of the Turkey Run Park area and up towards the ramps for the inner loop especially. And if you're traveling south on 395, watch for delays from Washington Boulevard down towards Duke Street. Checking out westbound 66, we've got a delay off and on from Nutley Street out towards Business 234. And on Route 50 through Chantilly, watch for some lane closures. We've got a crash working in the area near Fair Ridge Drive. Get your truly free credit scores and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma today. Download the Credit Karma app now. I'm Danielle Deverell with traffic on WAVA.
Increase in cloudiness tonight, low 42 to 46. Tomorrow, clouds giving way to some sunshine, high 65. Clear to partly cloudy and chilly tomorrow night, low 38 to 42. Mostly sunny and cool on Wednesday, high 57. Thursday is sunshine mixing with clouds, high 60. Rain is likely Thursday night. With the AccuWeather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Larson.
You're listening to an encore presentation of programs heard recently here on The Don Crow Show. The Don Crow Show on WAVA. Continuing our discussion about local politics and the critical issues at stake. In an earlier hour, I spoke with a former Virginia House delegate from District 31, the Honorable L. Scott Lingenfelter. And during that conversation, he emphasized his own personal endorsement of my next guest, Daryl H. D.J. Jordan, Jr., who is now running for the District 31 seat once held by Delegate Lingenfelter. Also has endorsements from the Virginia Society of Human Life and the Virginia Watchman Council. D.J. holds a bachelor's in communication from Liberty University, master's from the Johns Hopkins University, served on Capitol Hill for 10 years in the offices of a longtime friend of this show, Republican Representative Robert Hatterholt of Alabama, also served with Republican Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma. D.J., welcome to the show. It's an honor to have you with us. Thanks for joining me.
Mr. Crow, it's great to be on the show as well. Big fan of you and all you're doing. So great to be here.
Well, thank you. What are the top issues on your agenda that you believe really are worth all the, I say it with a laugh because I know it's true, all the grueling hard work and time for running for a public office? I'm sure there are more fun things to do, but I so appreciate people like yourself saying, look, I got to do this, maybe for my family, my neighbors. What really are some of the issues you're concerned about?
Well, Mr. Crow, there's a couple of reasons. This district represents part of Prince William County and Fauquier County, but all over Virginia, on Tuesday, this election is going to be extremely important, and it will decide the direction of our Commonwealth for at least a decade. And so it's really important for people to be engaged right now. Every single statewide office holder right now in Virginia is Democrat, the governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general. And right now, the state legislature and the House of Delegates has a one-seat Republican majority. And in the state Senate, there is also a one-seat Republican majority. And there's a ton of special interest money coming into Virginia because the Democrats want to flip that so that they control every single branch of government. And so if that happens, you're going to see Virginia turn and look more like California and New York rather than the Virginia that we know and love. So economic issues and business issues are really, really important. Virginia was just named the best state for business. And one of the reasons is because of our minimum wage and also because of our right to work laws, which basically prevent a worker from being forced to join a union. And if the Democrats take over the state legislature, that will be repealed. Another issue is abortion and life, which is something that is extremely important to me. Many of you listening have heard of the Kathy Tran late-term abortion bill, and my opponent co-sponsored that bill, and she's very proud of it. And so that bill will become law if the Democrats take over Richmond on Tuesday. And then last but not least is parental control over education. My opponent voted against the bill that would have codified parental notification for parents in case our schools ever bring forward any content that is inappropriate sexually or violently with materials. And so I think parents should have the right to be able to know what their kids are thinking. And so those are just three of many other issues that are making this an important election on Tuesday.
You have a great website. I was visiting it a while ago. By the way, folks, you can check it out at votedj.com, votedj.com. And you have, in fact, 10 just in your policy agenda for education. You have 10 items. I'm not going to ask you to list all 10, but you've touched on some of them. But really, that is so pivotal. That is so seminal, I should say, to shaping a culture, what we're teaching our kids. And we're seeing the price of permitting stuff to go on for years now in our educational system that really has dumbed down our kids academically. But even in terms of morals and ethics, we look at the battle at Fairfax County, the school board there, and other school boards like Loudoun County. These are critical issues. Do you want to say anything more about your agenda for education?
Absolutely. I think in Virginia, we need to turn our education system being back more about education and less about indoctrination. There's a lot of agenda items and philosophies that are being mainstreamed in our public school system. And I don't think it's good for our community, and it's definitely not good for our diverse population in Northern Virginia. I talk to a lot of immigrant families, minority families, and they're appalled by some of the things that are being taught in regards to sexuality and gender and environmental and things like that, where it should be taught at home. What people do in their home is their business, but that doesn't mean you have to teach our children. In addition, I think we need to focus more on writing, arithmetic, and the basics of education. Also, you'll see in my plan that I actually want to increase financial literacy in our school system, especially in some of our inner city schools and low-income schools, where we are teaching the basics about budgeting, about economics, and things like that. I think one of the reasons, honestly, why people don't care as much about our ridiculous government federal debt, and also one of the reasons why so many individuals are assuming so many debt, is because they don't know that much about the impact of debt on your own personal well-being. They just think, oh, somebody else will pay for it. So I think we need to go back to the basics with our education system rather than trying to satisfy every single special interest group that's out there.
You also have a well-defined policy agenda on your website for transportation. And I've talked about that with Gary Higgins a little while ago, and I know that's a major concern here in Northern Virginia. What are your thoughts in that regard?
Our transportation system in Northern Virginia is a nightmare, and I know it firsthand. I have commuted myself inside the Beltway nearly my entire adult life. I now work at a public relations firm in Falls Church, and the commute is a nightmare, and we got to solve a lot of the problems and really focus on our infrastructure system. One of the reasons why our transportation is so bad is because our elected leaders have not planned ahead for the population growth that we've experienced over the last couple of decades. We build houses and townhomes and apartments left and right, but we're not making the same investment and planning into our infrastructure at the same rate. I don't want to see another home, you know, going up without us making an investment in our infrastructure system. And for a city our size, especially in Prince William County, we have a lot of commuters that go north, and we need to invest in rail. We need to invest in rapid commuter bus routes that go all over Northern Virginia, not just to D.C. I think we also need to reform what's called a smart scale system, which is part of the Virginia Department of Transportation, which decides how transportation repair dollars are spent all around the Commonwealth. And I think congestion should be the greatest factor for how our Department of Transportation decides where repairs are done across the Commonwealth. So those are just a few of the things that I want to propose. Anyone can go to my website and read it, votedj.com/traffic.
How is your family handling this? This is I alluded to it at the outset. It's a challenge. I mean that. It's a sacrifice on the part of our candidates, whether at the local, state, or national level, to do this and run with integrity and run against considerable odds here in Northern Virginia, as the Democrats, it seems, have a stranglehold on a lot of these areas. What's the challenge like for your family, and how are they handling it?
Well, Don, I appreciate you asking about my family. My family is the most important thing in my life, next to my relationship with God. And before I'm ever a candidate, I am a husband and I am a father. And so that's a priority in everything that I do, and I appreciate you asking. To be honest with you, it's tough. I've been out knocking doors and going to events, and I'm not able to spend as much time with my children and my wife as I used to. But they are a part of this, and they fully believe in me and what we are doing in trying to turn Virginia back towards principles that we believe make the Commonwealth a great place to live and to raise a family. And you talk about Northern Virginia being a really tough area. Well, in my particular race, in Prince William and Fauquier County, it is a very, very winnable race. And all of the polling, all of the indications that you normally see in a local state house race, everything shows that we are neck and neck. We are tied. It's a toss-up race. And we believe that our opponent, the Democrats, believe that we are winning. And I only look at their behavior recently over the last 2 weeks, and they've gone completely negative. Many of your listeners on the show have probably seen several attack ads against me on network television during the local news at night. You don't run ads like that 2 weeks out from election unless you think you're losing. And that's exactly what we believe at this time. We have a great ground game, and we are convincing a lot of people to come out and really turn the tide in Virginia to make sure that we keep a lot of these principles and values in our culture.
I'm glad you mentioned that last part, because I was going to ask you my final question. Your campaign has responded to really the false attacks on the part of Guzman for delegate campaign. And you offer, in fact, a website that points out the lies they've been telling, but also clears up any confusion. So I wanted to make sure we mentioned that. I understand that's at voterdj.com/attacks. Is that right?
Yes, voterdj.com/attacks. And they basically give the truth and explain what the attacks that are coming against me, both in the mail and on TV.
I think you said it well. If they thought they were winning, they wouldn't waste their energy, time, or money, but that means they're running scared. On a national level, for me personally, it's kind of what they're doing to the president. Currently, the Democrats are just all-out assault because they have a great fear that 2020 is not going to treat them very well.
Yeah, I remember a time when Democrats used to be for something and actually trying to reform things, and lately all I hear is what they are against and demonization. And I don't like that type of politics. And I'll tell you what, Don, there's a lot of voters in my district who don't like it either. They're disgusted of that style of nasty, smearing, divisive politics, and they want stuff done. People in my district want good quality schools. They want their tax money to be spent wisely. They want transportation solutions. They hate all of this other stuff. And I think with my case, I think the negative ads are backfiring, to be honest with you.
Well, I tell you what, let's make an agreement now that when you win, not if, but when you win on Tuesday, that soon after we'll get back together and rejoice together and talk about what's ahead for Virginia, all right?
Absolutely. That would be great.
Thank you, Daryl.
All right. God bless.
DJ Jordan, Daryl DJ Jordan Jr., and his website. I want you to make sure you check that out, because there's so much more information on these various candidates' websites than we have time to unfold or get into. VoteDJ.com, VoteDJ.com. And if you want to check how they're responding to the attacks, the scurrilous attacks on them, VoteDJ.com/attacks.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. New closing highs for the stock market's major indexes today. The Dow Industrials rose 115 points to top its previous best ever close last July, while the NASDAQ Composite gained 46 and the S&P 500 added 11, both of those indexes adding to Friday's record highs. The iconic Indianapolis Motor Speedway and the IndyCar Series are getting a new owner. Billionaire Roger Penske and his Penske Entertainment Group are buying the properties from the Hulman family, which has owned those entities the past 74 years. Financial terms of the deal weren't disclosed. The sale's expected to close in January. The Centers for Disease Control has confirmed that it was a salmonella outbreak linked to ground beef that caused one death and sickened at least 10 people in August and September. The CDC didn't identify the supplier of the beef, but noted that the cases were reported in California, Colorado, Kansas, Texas, Iowa, and Oklahoma. Oil prices gained ground today, adding to Friday's rally. December crude up 34 cents. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Patty Poppes, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
I'm Dr. Bob Arnott, and I treat pain with Salonpas. Before you take anything for back or joint pain, I recommend applying topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas lidocaine patch. Salonpas lidocaine contains the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. It blocks pain receptors,
providing effective, long-lasting, and non-addictive relief. Also available in roll-on or cream. Look for the silver Salon Pause box in the pain relief aisle. Salon Pause, it's good medicine.
Did you know that 108 million people in our country are on diets and are giving the weight loss industry over $20 billion a year in annual revenues? Those are amazing statistics, especially when we're told that in developing countries of the world, 7.6 million people die of hunger every year, with over 2 million of those being children. That means a child dies every 3.9 seconds from hunger, and that means 21,000 children will die just today. But as terrible as those numbers are, folks, right now we are doing something about it together in our exciting campaign with Cross International, where your gift of just $39 will feed a child in Guatemala and other developing nations for an entire year. $78 will feed two children, $117 will take care of three, and so forth when you call 888-257-4255. That's 888-257-4255, or you can make your gift online at WAVA.com.
Another Ministry Minute with Dr. Derek Greer.
You can't build a great building on a weak foundation. So the writer of Hebrews outlines the six foundational elements of our faith. He tops the list with repentance from dead works. James 2 and 26 says the body without the spirit is dead. We see in this verse that death in the Bible is not non-existence, but separation. Dead works are not non-existent works. In fact, they're often personally meaningful and even applauded by others, but they're dead because they're not performed in union with God. Dead works are the good works we use to try to purchase our own salvation and become acceptable to God. But no matter how well you dress a corpse, it's still dead. You could live a million lifetimes, but you could never climb out the depth of our sin. It's just a hole too deep. Jesus paid a debt he didn't owe because we owed a debt we couldn't pay. Now here's the question. Are you trusting your good works or the price Jesus paid at the cross for your salvation? Is your spiritual foundation you or Jesus the Christ?
Digital marketing is a big part of just about every business. It's everywhere. Is your business using it to your advantage? You could be losing sales by the second. Salem Surround can help you. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into leads. A full-service digital agency, providing you with all your marketing under one roof. Contact Salem Surround. Learn more at surrounddc.com. Surrounddc.com. Connecting you with new customers.
The Don Kroah Show on WAVA, continuing to underscore the importance of the day tomorrow here in Virginia. As many of you are already aware, I'm sure, and I hope others of you who've been thinking about it will just not think about it anymore. Just get out and vote. That's as simple as that. It really does matter. And as a matter of fact, we'll be talking with Tim Hugo in just a few minutes on the other side of the top of the hour break. He's running for re-election to the Virginia House of Delegates, representing the 40th District, and so we'll share that. And also, we'll revisit a couple of other conversations I had earlier on, both of which are candidates for the Fairfax County School Board, one Stephen Mosley running for the Mount Vernon District seat, and also Vincent Xavier Palathingal, who's running for one of the three at-large seats available and open right now on the school board. So those are coming up as part of next hour as well. Speaking of the school board, we're going to be talking tomorrow with Kathy Ruse. She has a great column at The Stream regarding this very issue of the school board. As a matter of fact, she is a senior fellow legal studies with FRC, the Family Research Council, and we've asked her if she would join us tomorrow and talk about her in-depth column on this very critical issue of what the Fairfax County School Board has been up to in recent times. And we're going to get into that in depth tomorrow with Kathy during the latter part of tomorrow's show. For example, in her great article, and you can check it for yourself at stream.org, School Board Sex Politics with Students in Fairfax County, she addresses such issues as how did transgender politics get into Fairfax? And she says most Fairfax parents don't even know that every year, beginning in the seventh grade, their children will be taught lessons on transgender theory, How did this happen? And she answers that question in some depth. She says it all started with the vote in 2015 to add gender identity to the Fairfax County School System's non-discrimination policy. They always go in under that argument, if you will. Well, to do otherwise would be to discriminate. You know, life is built upon discriminations. We are given powers of judgment to discriminate between right and wrong, good and bad, best and better. So, I mean, it's just ludicrous. But anyway, there's more to that we'll get into tomorrow. Transgender pressure groups are targeting public schools. Of course, we know that. All across the country, pressure groups getting transgender mandates into public schools by targeting, again, what? Their non-discrimination policies. Well-funded groups like the Human Rights Campaign, GLSEN, Gender Spectrum, Southern Poverty Law Center, Advocates for Youth, all claiming that students are being harassed and demand that the only way to make schools, quote-unquote, safe is to adopt the total transgender agenda. And that means opening all private spaces to the opposite sex, or letting the boys compete as girls in sports, or canceling free speech by forcing the use of false pronouns, or teaching children some people are just simply born with the wrong body. And as she notes, the Fairfax County School Board rushed into the transgender policy, rushed it to a vote with no hearings, no impact study, and no public engagement, claiming that trans-identified kids were being bullied. That's another red herring that's always gone to. It's always a default, well, the kids are being bullied. Well, bullying has gone on, not that it's right or excusable, but bullying of all sorts has gone on from time immemorial. I can still remember my first grade experience walking home from school and some kid who I didn't know, have no idea who he was or why he didn't like me, didn't like how I looked, I guess, but he kept bullying me. He waited for me to bully me on the way home. Fortunately, I had a sister, actually a first cousin whose mom had died, and she and her sister were living with us, grew up with us together, and she's a teenager, and I pointed her out to the boy one day, and she simply washed his face in the snow that winter's day, and you know what? He never bullied me again. But we didn't make a federal case out. You get my point. So these are the kind of things that we're talking about with these individuals we're bringing to the microphone. And as I say, Kathy Ruse will be with us tomorrow. So we're going to take the break, get to the top of the hour, and then we'll be talking with Tim Hugo coming right up. So hope you'll stay with us.
Does Dan Helmer have the judgment to represent us in Richmond? When two brave women came forward with disturbing allegations of sexual assault against Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax, Helmer looked the other way. Helmer refused to support a bipartisan independent investigation of Fairfax's alleged sexual assaults. Now, Helmer is covering up his close ties to Fairfax, deleting social media posts that show him rubbing elbows with Fairfax. Dan Helmer put Justin Fairfax and his own political career ahead of the victims. Dan Helmer doesn't belong in Richmond. There's a better choice. Our delegate, Tim Hugo, is fighting to hold Justin Fairfax accountable, and he's getting justice for survivors of sexual assault. Hugo has passed numerous bills to crack down on human trafficking and to treat survivors with the respect they deserve. Tim Hugo is a strong and caring leader.
I'm Tim Hugo, candidate for delegate, and I sponsored this ad.
Paid for and authorized by friends of Tim Hugo.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group. A family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale. A mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years.
And now when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about, investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group, serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts MORE to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text MORE to 85850. That's M-O-R-E to 85850.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's AActionHomeServices.com. 703-922-1900.
Insight for Living with Chuck Swindoll is heard weekday mornings at 6:30 on Life-Changing Talk Radio, WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life-changing.